to 1 Corinthians and the 13th chapter, and we're going to be looking at the 4th verse. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and indeed the 4th verse. That's where we are. Let's just remind ourselves of what's been going on in verses 1, 2, and 3. Really, Paul has been saying, if you were absolutely perfect, if you were nigh on perfect, to encapsulate everything he said, if you were nigh on perfect, but you didn't have love, then you are just like a clanging gong. You are nothing, Paul says. He says in verse 3, I would have gained nothing without love. I would be nothing in verse 2. And in verse 1, a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Paul is telling us here in this particular chapter how important it is to love. And we're finding out more and more how important it is. And yesterday on the program, we looked at jealousy. In the first part of verse 4, it says, love is patient and kind. We looked at that the day before. And yesterday we looked at jealousy, because love is not jealous. We're going to now look at being boastful. That's another one of the list. Love is not boastful. Now, before we go any further, let me just tell you, there are many, many, many references to boastfulness in the Bible. Here's one, for instance, James 4 and the 16th verse. It says, as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Jeremiah 9 and the 23rd verse says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. The book of Proverbs, the 27th chapter in the first verse, says this, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and verse 8 says this, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not your own doing. It is a gift of God. Again in Proverbs, let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. You see, I could go on and on and on, because there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of references to boasting. Paul says, love is not boastful. You see, boastful, I believe, has got something to do with arrogance. And arrogance does not have place in love. If you're arrogant towards someone, how can you possibly love them? It's impossible. It's not possible at all. Now, if I were to take a poll of all of you who are listening to this broadcast right now, and I would say to you, all right, out of all of you, stick your hands up if you think you're boastful. The big snag is, I don't think any of us would put our hands up. I really don't. But I ask you this, is it possible that somewhere in your life, there could be some boasting that is going on? Now, I remember talking to you the other day, and we were talking about being patient and kind. And I also said, if we could put all these words down, these sentences, these phrases down as a checklist to see how well we do in the love department, whether we love in the right way or not, I wonder how we would do. And I said, well, if we were to do that right now, then I can tell you on the first two, patience and kindness, I would have a great big... there would be an X by mine on both of those. But then we came to jealousy yesterday, and I have to say, I do not have a jealous bone in my body. I really don't. I was explaining to a friend of mine yesterday why that is, but I do not have a jealous bone in my body. So I could happily put a tick there. Other people would put a cross, but I would happily put a tick right there. Now, when it comes to being boastful, do you know what? In all sincerity, in all honesty, I am not sure whether I can put a tick there. I'm really not. Because you see, being an actor, being a trained actor, being someone who's been in a few movies and done a lot of television series and stuff, being an actor, it goes with the territory to be boastful and arrogant. Not arrogant, no, that's the wrong word. Egotistical, I would say. It goes with the territory because you always, as an actor, have to push yourself forward. Because if you don't push yourself forward, no one's going to push you for you. You have to do it all yourself. And I can remember many years ago, I wanted desperately a job in a movie called In the Name of the Father with Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm not going to go into the story, but I desperately wanted that job. I'd gone for that job and it looked very, very good for me. I thought I was going to get it. And so therefore, I was almost boastful and arrogant on my way home because it was discovered that I knew Daniel Day-Lewis very, very well. I certainly knew him when he was a youngster. And the other guy that was in it was Pete Postlethwaite, and I knew him because I was at college with him. So I thought, I am a shoo-in to get this job. I thought, I am absolutely certain to get this job. Well, let me tell you, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and I did not get that job. I don't know whether it was because of my arrogance or my boastfulness. I have no idea. But I know this. If there is a part of me in my life that is arrogant or boastful, then how can I possibly love? You see, this is the point I'm making. When we're looking at what love isn't and what love is here in this particular book, in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, why are we looking at all of these traits in such a minute, microscopic type of way? I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked me that. I'll tell you. Because, you see, if we are arrogant in ourselves, how can we possibly love? If we are jealous in ourselves, how can we possibly love? If we are proud or rude in ourselves, how can we possibly say, I love someone the way we're supposed to love? Because it's impossible. Because Paul's telling us what love isn't. It isn't proud. It isn't rude. It isn't jealous. It isn't these things. He's clearly telling us what it is, and he's saying love is patient and kind. That's what it is. So therefore, if love is patient and kind, you must have patience and kindness in your DNA for it to be workable, for it to be understood, for it to be part of your life. And therefore, what I'm doing is I'm putting a checklist. And actually, if you've got a moment, I'd love you to write down a checklist. And I want you to write down patience, kindness, jealousy, boastful, proud, rude, irritable, etc., 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 because we're going to see whether or not we pass this test. Boastfulness. Boastfulness, what does that actually mean? When you boast, what are you saying? Look at me, I've got more money than him. Look at me, I've got a better car than him. Look at me, my house is better than that person's house. Look at me, I'm not in trouble, they are. Look at me, aren't I brilliant? Now watch this carefully. Look at me, I go to church on Sunday. Can you see me walk into church? There I am with my great big black Bible in my hand. And that, to a certain extent, is pride as well. Being boastful has nothing to do with love, beloved. Being boastful has absolutely nothing to do with love. And what I want to do as we go through this series on this particular book, I want to go through this step by step by step so that we can rid ourselves of these things that are not supposed to be there. We can rid ourselves of jealousy. We can rid ourselves of pride. We can rid ourselves of boastfulness. We can rid ourselves of being rude. That's what is on my heart. That is what I intend. That is what I want more than anything in the world. When I love, beloved, I want to love the right way. I want to love the way God intended us to love one another. In a previous program, I've said, it's easy to love. When you meet someone or when you look at your family, that's so easy. It's not a problem. But it's so difficult to love the difficult love. It's so difficult to love that person that irritates you to distraction. That person who constantly gets on your nerves. That person that will not leave you alone. That's a difficult love. And the only way we can achieve difficult love is by an act of our will. But before we can achieve that difficult love, we have to sort out our characterization. We have to look at our character. We have to look at the way we are. And please, beloved, please, I beg you, notice this. I'm not saying you have to look at the way you are. I'm using the word we purposely. Because I am teaching myself at the same time as bringing you this message. I am chastising myself. I am praying about myself and my character, just as I am praying with you for yours. Because I stand before you far from perfect. I stand before you flawed. I stand before you completely open and honest. I'm like an open book, beloved. And I can say this to you with no fear of contradiction. I have been boastful in my life. And I pray now in Jesus' name that the Lord would take that away from me. I had such an ego, it was unbelievable. My ego went on and on and on and on. Until through that process, through that time when I prayed to be in that movie with Daniel Day-Lewis and Pete Postlethwaite, and it didn't happen, my Heavenly Father taught me a really important lesson. As I was going to church that Sunday morning after I'd been for that job, I was driving to church and I was praying and I was saying, Father, I really want that job. Please let me have that job. Please, 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 please. And the Lord said to me, sort out your relationship with Owen. And I said to the Lord, what? He said to me, David, sort out your relationship with Owen. And I said, Lord, what has that got to do with getting a job? What has that got anything to do with this particular film role? And the Lord did not even bother to get into a discussion with me. He simply said, sort out your relationship with Owen. And I had to ring Owen up. And I had to say to him, will you meet me at McDonald's in front of church in half an hour? And he said, yes. And I had to then speak to, I had to speak to this guy, Owen. And when I say difficult love, trust me, it was difficult love. This was difficult love. And I had to say to him, I am so sorry of the way I've treated you. Please forgive me. I ask you to forgive me of my arrogance toward you, for my boastfulness toward you. Please do that. And he did, straight away, without any problem at all. He was actually stunned and shocked that I'd done that. And when I told him it was the Lord that had done it, it increased his faith. You see, when we listen to God, when we listen to God Almighty and the way He leads us, we then can walk along straight paths, bringing honor to His name. I want to pray now. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that you gently chastise us, Lord. Thank you for convicting us the way that you convict us. And I pray in Jesus' name for anyone who's listening to this broadcast now, who has a problem being boastful, Father. I pray in Jesus' name on their behalf that you would take that away. You would take that arrogance, that boastfulness away now and leave your beautiful heart. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And thank you for what you're doing. We're going to continue with worship now. And if you would like to respond to that word, if that was you that I was talking about, you don't need to do anything but just say, it was me. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That's all you have to do.